USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked attack of Ukraine continues, small numbers of Russian military troops have moved away from the Ukrainian capital city of Kyiv in the past few days. But the Pentagon believes that's not a true withdrawal.
Russia has failed in its objective of capturing Kyiv. It's failed in its objective of subjugating Ukraine, but they can still inflict massive brutality on the country, including on Kyiv.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying it's more of a repositioning and other areas of Ukraine should be prepared to see a major offensive. Florida is joining 20 other states in a lawsuit over the federal mask mandate on public transportation. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis announcing State Attorney General Ashley Moody will head up the lawsuit. Both officials say the mandate also goes against Florida state law that bans requiring masking. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
More positive coronavirus cases is causing a country to lock back down.
China has begun its most extensive COVID-19 lockdown in 2 years. Officials there will conduct mass testing and address a growing outbreak in Shanghai as part of its zero COVID strategy. The city lockdown is expected to be conducted in two phases. The financial district will be locked down through Friday, while a vast part of its downtown area will start a five-day lockdown on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Oregon is dropping its residency rule for medically assisted suicides. The state health authority and medical board agreed to stop enforcing the requirement. The legislator was also asked to remove the residency law under the terms of a settlement filed in the U.S. District Court in Portland on Monday. And your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 338 points to close at 35,294. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
The president agrees to an energy deal with our European allies.
President Biden struck a deal with the European Union in hopes it will undercut Russian energy.
We've agreed on a joint game plan toward that goal, while accelerating our progress toward a secure, clean energy future. This initiative focuses on two core issues. One, helping Europe reduce its dependency on Russian gas as quickly as possible. And secondly, reducing Europe's demand for gas overall.
Russia provides about 40% of Europe's gas needs. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
According to U.S. News and World Report, around 18% of Americans know how to drive a manual transmission. Back in 1980, about 35% of all cars made in America were manuals. Fast forward to today when that number has plummeted to around just 1%. The NFL is making a major change in its postseason overtime rules. Both teams are now guaranteed a possession in overtime in the playoffs. The current overtime rules in the regular season say any game can end with one team never getting the ball if the team that wins a coin toss scores a touchdown on their opening possession. The overtime rule was proposed by both the Philadelphia Eagles and Indianapolis Colts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.